Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine has a system set up in his office where information about school safety plans is entered into a database that law enforcement officials can immediately access if they have to respond to an emergency. He's urging school officials to go back and look at what they've provided.
Just because a school has submitted a plan and they're in compliance with the law does not necessarily mean that it is the best plan that that local community could put together.
DeWine says all of Ohio's school districts have filed some sort of safety plan, but he says that doesn't mean those plans are comprehensive enough to do any real good. For example, he says all of the plans should have an easily accessible map of their buildings.
You know, if a tragedy occurs in Cedarville, Ohio, the Cedarville local police are going to be just fine because they know that building. They're in that building every week, you know, going to a basketball game or for something. But if Jamestown responds, they may not know the school as well. And so you want to be able to have something that they can pull down right in their from their car or from their phone or wherever they're getting that information as they're responding. They can quickly look at it and find out where that library is or find out where the multipurpose room is.
But DeWine says these types of comprehensive plans have not been provided for 180 of Ohio's school buildings. An additional 56 buildings only have partial plans on file. He says that information could mean the difference between life and death if a tragedy were to occur in those buildings. But DeWine says there's no law that requires school officials to do anything more than just file something.
None of this is legal requirement. You know, the law only requires them to file something, and there's no penalty if they don't file it. But I just think common sense and what the public wants and what we all want is the safety of our kids, and that schools will comply with this.
DeWine says he doesn't think the state legislature needs to pass a law to get this done. Instead, he thinks public officials in charge of schools should start asking themselves the question of whether they've put everything on file in a common sense way that could help emergency officials in the event tragedy strikes. DeWine says his office has information to help school officials come up with a comprehensive safety plan. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.